Rarely reflect those of ownership, management, or advertisers of this station.
Welcome to Recovery Talk 101. I'm your host, Rick Ford, and you're listening to 900 AM WURD and 96.1 FM on your dial. What a great day here in the city of Philadelphia. Before we get started, we're going to open up the phone lines at 215-634-0065. Toll free, 1-866-361-0900. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we're on Facebook as well. Please, even if you're outside of Philadelphia, Chicago, you can be in Africa and download the free WRD app in your Android or iPhone. You can't miss this life-saving show. Tonight's show is really going to be sponsored by Gordenzia. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to call this Spotlight Saturday, where we showcase interesting conversation about what's happening here in the city of Philadelphia. So we got some brothers here, and before we get started, I want to give some shout outs to the wonderful staff at the Dell Music Center last night. 10-year anniversary, we were there, and we had a great time. Sue Sawson, Faye Garrison Green, and the wonderful staff at the Dell Music Center. But I really want to give an awesome shout-out to my wonderful wife, Sheila Ford, the First Lady of Recovery, and she was honored last night. And just a wonderful, that's why I'm so lucky to have a wonderful wife, Stan.
That's right.
My wife was honored last night, and she received an award. That kind of an award that she well deserves. Most of the time, I'm getting all the accolades and awards. But, you know, it's not about, listen, my wife is my rock.
That's right.
Yeah, so kudos go out to Sheila Ford, First Lady, who is currently probably in class now pursuing her master's degree, another degree she's chasing after. So let me bring you up with the health moment, because you guys know the last couple of months I've been struggling in here with the sciatic nerve and the Bell's palsy. Even my speech is still somewhat tainted with the Bell's palsy. So I'm trying to work through all this stuff. And we went to the doctor yesterday, and I was able to get another shot for my sciatic nerve. So things are, I guess I'm at a 70%. I'll take that one, Stan.
That's great.
Yeah, I'll take that one. So, but I'm slowly just trying to wean my way back into 100%. You know, I'm like the 76ers, you know. Yeah. Well, that's another story. So, but tonight's show, man, I'm honored to be here with my good friend Stanley Crawford, who he is. And I want to call you the executive director of the Black Male Community Council of Philadelphia, or one of the founders and leaders and the motivational person who kind of put this whole thing together. Welcome to the show, Stan.
Thank you, Rick.
Now, appreciate it.
What's the brother? And his name again?
Brother Leroy.
Brother Leroy, how can I forget you, man?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the show, brother. And he's always on the front line. These guys are true soldiers and been around. And, you know, I'll say that professionally and personally, man, with much love to you guys.
Right back at you, Rick.
So tonight, you know, I thought it was interesting that we step away from our traditional show where we focus on addiction treatment and recovery and talk about what's happening in the city of Philadelphia with this violence and these killings and all the things that are going to be leading up to Monday night at Community College. And kudos go out to our colleague here, Solomon Jones, who hosts the morning show Wake Up every Monday through Friday here at 900 a.m. And Solomon Jones took the lead on putting together this whole initiative that's going to be happening Monday night at Community College of Philadelphia. Man up! And at the Wynette building. So we're calling every guy, not only the brothers, we're calling everybody. And I also heard that some of the women are going to be coming down here to be a part of this whole meeting. So I'm excited about that. But I'm really excited that the Black Male Community Council has been doing this work for a year, hitting the streets. And this ain't, you know, that's why I like what you guys are doing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a part of this. And y'all guys know I'm kind of old now. I can't be out in the streets running like I used to. Yeah. I've been doing this stuff for 20 years. So a lot of you have said, Rick, it's time for you to just do other things. So tonight is what I'm doing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad to be here. So welcome to the show, Stan. Let's talk about what we're going to be doing over the next couple of weeks, Stan.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Rick and Word for even giving us the opportunity to speak to the community. And the basic thing that we're trying to do as an organization is to galvanize Black men to come into the community and do what men are responsible for doing, and that is the protection of our women, our children, and our elderly. And as a result of the murder of my son, I just found out that Carrie, who's a part of our organization, nephew was murdered Monday. The janazah was yesterday. Mm-hmm. And one of my premises is, if we keep sitting back waiting for the next one to drop, we are negligent as men and not coming out of these edifices and getting into the community and doing what we should do and organizing. This is why I appreciate what Solomon Jones is doing this Monday, mm-hmm. which is very much needed, where we have a call out for men to come and talk and walk and be organizing so we can work together to, listen, when a 2-year-old child get killed sitting in their homes, a 10-year-old gets shot in the head, an 11-month baby gets shot 4 times, and that don't spark the brothers, the men, to come together, at least hear what we're trying to do,
yeah,
and come and be a participant, I don't know what will.
You know, when I, for those that are viewing and listening, it's equally important that we not look the other way. At this point, it's so critical. We spend more money on caskets than college. Listen, I say this quite often on this show, that it takes a village to raise a child, but what about if the village is sick? We as a black people got to wake up and unify, and we got work to do. And this ain't like a one-day thing that's going to be happening at community college. And I'm quite sure, Stanley, you're going to be talking about the ongoing efforts of the Black Male Community Council, some of the things that you guys have been doing, upcoming events, so we can galvanize, get brothers. A lot of brothers don't know what to do. And I think Solomon alluded to that. For those who don't know what to do, figure out what your strong points are. Yes. We want you to come here and hear some possible solutions, how we can all work collectively together.
Yeah, well, one thing it is this, Brother Rick. We have people amongst us that is want to do something. But I take it from Kwame Ture. He explained it clearly. The difference between mobilizing and organizing, and the difference between mobilizing and organizing with a strategy and strategizing.
Mm-hmm.
So if we just mobilize, people are under the illusion that they did something and all they did was come to a mobilization.
Yeah.
If you organize without a strategizing, you have a organization but no strategy.
Yeah.
So what we're talking about is coming together and working together for organization and strategizing on what we can do. And everybody bring their best to the table and then appreciate what everybody bring to the table and stay in your lane. Like, here, we on word because of you.
Yes, right.
We out in the community cleaning up because some of us have that net. Some people have different gifts that they're bringing, but we got to bring the gifts, organize the gifts, and strategize it to produce a certain outcome.
It's funny, Stanley, that you mentioned that, and I'm quite sure. I know in the very beginning, on the onset of formulating the Black Male Community Council, you talked about those things, cleaning up, education. What are the other things that the council, Leroy, come on, Brother Leroy.
Yes, thank you, Brother. Those two were mediation and security. Those are ongoing efforts that we've had. We're looking at multitudes of things. And one of them is that we have to learn how to secure the mindset first of those who are able to go out to act in terms of securing and to mediate beefs that are going on in our communities. But it has to begin with us, which is a big part of why Captain Dennis is going to be coming in, has been into the city, and he's helping us with his background to begin the training process. We've been doing some things here with the 10,000 Fearless in terms of training, but he's one of the key persons that has been involved actively with that. So with those two additional components, we're building those teams to go out, but that the beginning starts with the education process of learning the training process to actually go out and to engage into the communities.
Yeah.
So it's very important that we look at that because, see, part of the gap that we're dealing with, you know, most of us, we're looking at, you know, I'm 63 years old, so they call me an OG. So when I go out and I try to engage with the youth, my language in terms of how I may present something is entirely different. Their understanding of what I'm saying is entirely different.
Yeah.
So part of what we're doing, we want to have that training element so that we're able to use the language that is current among our youth today.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of what it is that we're doing right now.
Well, you know, I think that's essential, and we're going to come back to that. We got a call on the line. We got Solomon Jones on line one. Welcome to the show, Solomon.
Thank you, man.
Hey, man. Tell you, listen, I'm so glad to, you know, I know you're quite busy out there, but I thought it was equally important to have you call in and, get, and lay out the legwork or about what's going to take place Monday night at Community College of Philadelphia.
So Man Up PHL is a citywide effort to bring together brothers from all over the city of Philadelphia to address the scourge of gun violence in our community, man. You know, kids are being killed, man. 2 years old, 11-month-old shot, might be paralyzed for life. You know, 15-year-old kids shot. We have to, as men, address what's happening in our community. And there are a lot of organizations out there doing it, man. I know the Nation of Islam and what they are doing with Captain Dennis and the training down at Muhammad's Mosque number 12. You know, other organizations all over the city, Black Male Community Council of Philadelphia, 100 Black Men, just all kinds of organizations are out here doing this work. But we need to be able to convene in a single place, and we need to be able to broaden the tent.
Mm-hmm.
So that
yeah.
brothers who don't know what to do but want to do something can have some direction, have some construction, have some instruction, and immediately begin to have an impact. So we are looking at a four-step program, and the acronym for that is MARC. That's Mentoring, Accountability, Resources, and Consistency. We want to give brothers a chance to if you know how to keep a job, we want you to show another brother how to do that.
Yeah,
that's right.
If you know how to father your children, we want you to show another brother how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you know how to get an education, we want you to show another brother how to do that. Because it's not that we don't want to do it.
Right.
Some of us just don't know how. And so we are going to be addressing that from a citywide basis, man. And we are going to be recognizing, calling out, and lifting up the organizations that are already doing the work.
Yeah.
Right? So when there are organizations out there already doing it, like the Father's Day Rally Committee in Bilal Qayyum, Frontline Dads and Reuben Jones, like Lessons and Smokey Wilson, Black Male Community Council and Stanley Crawford. There are so many organizations, man, that are out here doing the work, but you know what? Nobody knows it.
Yeah.
And so we're going to make sure that we lift them up. We're going to make sure that we promote what they're doing on the various platforms that I have, that you have, that others who have these microphones and have these platforms. We need to be using them to promote the work that's already being done and then expanding the tent so that other brothers can come in. I'm excited about what's going to happen on Monday, man, because we are going to create something that allows all of us to do this work together and in unison in a way, man, that stops our kids from being murdered.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Solomon, again, and we want folks, for those who are listening and viewing, they can sign up. They go to Eventbrite?
Yeah, they can go to – I'll make it simple for you. You can either go to wordradio.com or you can go to manupphl.org.
Yeah.
And you can sign up there. There's not a whole lot of space left. The response to this has been tremendous. And so we are going to have, you know, representatives from the various organizations that are there. But we want regular brothers, man, who want to do something but just don't know how.
Yeah.
We are going to create an infrastructure for brothers to come in and immediately begin to have an impact on other brothers in their lives. Because we want to create an alternative for them, man. You know, young bucks to tell you, I don't think I'm going to live past 21, so I got to go out. I got to go all out right now.
Yeah.
You know, wow. And that's what creates this atmosphere. And what we want to do is show them that, no, you have an alternative, and we're going to show you how to grasp onto that and how to keep that, and we're going to hold you accountable and pull you along so that you can be an asset to our community and to your family, man.
Yeah. So listen, Solomon, we love you, man. We will be there Monday night.
No doubt. I'm early.
Definitely early.
I'm early because I'm telling you it's going to be jam-packed. So
yeah,
we appreciate you, man. Love you, man.
Love you, too.
Right. Solomon, what time do the doors open since we need to be there early?
So we're going to be there at 5. If you could get there between 5:30 and 6, that would be helpful.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that would be helpful because it's going to be, we're already kind of overbooked.
Yes.
So, you know, but we're going to get as many brothers in there as we can. We have some of our political leaders that are going to be there. Ain't nobody going to be making no speeches. Ain't none of that. This is an action plan.
Yeah.
And so we're excited about that, man.
Oh, that's good, man. I'm excited. And listen, I'm looking forward to seeing you Monday night, Solomon, and with the rest of the viewers and those that are listening. See you at Community College of Philadelphia Monday night.
Yes, sir.
Thanks again, Solomon.
See you there, man.
Thanks. So, you know, that's what it's really about, man, gathering and getting people together to come up with some of the things he mentioned and some of the things that you guys have been doing with the Black Male Community Council.
Well, one thing, our motto is three things: boots on the ground, all hands on deck, and consistency.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, because the reason why we are trying to be a demonstration, like we're saying, it's one thing to tell a person what to do. It's another thing to show them what to do.
Yeah.
And with our cleanups, you know, we've been cleaning up since June, and we out there consistently in three different areas. And even though somebody might say, well, what cleaning up got to do with stopping the violence? Cleaning up has a lot to do, because if you teach the people who we trying to teach to keep the area clean, that's at least 10 or 20% of the stress factor that is off of their spirit when they come out into a clean, safe environment.
Indeed.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, what we've been doing, we've been seeing improvement, which is fantastic, because we went into, like for instance, I don't want to disperse any community, but Susquehanna Avenue and Dolphin Street was a piece of work.
Yes, it was.
But we started seeing improvement. And it's them little things like that that gives us the impetus to keep on going and doing what we're doing in spite of what other might see, might not see the value in it.
Mm-hmm.
We see the value.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So listen, we're going to take a break and come back and continue discussion here with Brother Stanley and Brother Leroy from the Black Male Community Council. Phone lines are open at 215-634-8065. Toll free 1-866-361-0900. We'll be right back.
Do you know someone who needs help overcoming drug or alcohol use? Nonprofit Gaudenzia can help. Gaudenzia offers life-saving treatment and has been serving the public for 50 years in Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Maryland. Their caring staff stands ready for help. Call Gaudenzia at 267-315-6907 or come to 1306 Spring Garden Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19123, where you will receive immediate 24-hour and 7 days a week help.
Do you or a loved one suffer from an addiction, trauma, or mental illness? Here at the Kirkbride Center, our mission is to help our patients, their families, and friends by providing a therapeutic environment for treatment and recovery. Located at 111 North 49th Street in West Philadelphia, Kirkbride provides both short and long-term inpatient care for adults who need help from recovering from mental illness and drug and alcohol addictions. And we specialize in the use of methadone and suboxone for the treatment of opiate dependencies. This year, our staff has also pioneered a new long-term residential program for women with addictions who are survivors of trauma, the first of its kind in Philadelphia. Treatment is covered by most insurance plans, and county funding is accepted for those without insurance. Self-pay arrangements are also available, and referrals and admissions to the Kirkbride Center are accepted 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For more information or to schedule an intake at the Kirkbride Center, please call our number at 215-471-2488 right away. Again, that's 215-471-2488. The Kirkbride Center is a proud sponsor of 900 AM WURD.
Start your life over again. Just take it one day at a time. Put your life back together again. Just take it one day at a time. One day at a time, drug and alcohol treatment in an outpatient program. 6 months to a year. 24-hour drop-in and crisis center. 2526 Broad Street. Free confidential HIV testing. Every Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. If you know someone, or if you are someone who needs drug and alcohol treatment, call this number here. 215-221-1000. 1033. That's 215-221-1033. Start your life over again, one day at a time. 24-hour drop-in and crisis center, 2526 Broad Street. Get your life back on track, one day at a time. One Day at a Time drug and alcohol treatment in an outpatient program. If you know someone, or if you are someone who needs drug and alcohol treatment, call this number here, 215-221-1033. That's 215-221-1033. Start your life over again, one day at a time.
Hi, this is Council President Darrell Clark, and I listen to my main man, Rick Ford, heard here on 900 AM WURD.
Back here at 900 AM WURD, and yeah, next to Juan Saul, yeah, Philly's own. And tomorrow, Billy Paul's wife, Blanche. Blanche, I'll be seeing you tomorrow for your wonderful birthday. Let's give Blanche a hand for just being who she was and being the tour manager for Billy Paul and keeping my buddy who he is. And we all miss Philly's own Grammy Award winner and singer Billy Paul. So I'll be spending some time with Blanche tomorrow and all the good friends. So we're back here with Stanley Crawford and Brother Leroy from the Black Male Community Council. But before we do that, we got a call on line one. We got Brother Anthony Muhammad. Welcome to the show. How are you, bro?
Oh, man, I'm fine. Thank God. Brother Rick, how are you?
60-40, brother. Score's still the same. That's my brother. How you been, man?
Oh, man, I've been good, Rick. Good. I know it's an honor. It's a pleasure, you know, to be a part of the distinguished body of men that you have in front of you, and, you know, to be, you know, on your show, and, you know, to be with you. You know, me and you, you know, we come up together in the same neighborhood.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. So now, so we're going to be talking about some things, and I'm thank Brother Leroy and Stanley is here. So you yourself, tell us what's happening with the meeting. Anthony, okay. Is he involved with what's happening at
Mass 12.
Mass 12.
Thursday evening, yes, sir.
Okay, Brother Leroy, kind of get up a little bit more on that. So, yes, so Ant, what's going on, man?
Okay, what we're doing is the 10,000 Fearless and the Peacemakers.
Yeah.
The 10,000 Fearless is an initiative that was presented by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on 10-10-15. That was the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March.
Yeah.
And the minister said, asked for 10,000 fearless men to, you know, in every city, to go in this, and to go out amongst our people and to go in between the guns and the gangs.
Mm-hmm.
And to, you know, to make our neighborhood a safe and decent place to live.
Yeah.
So, you know, with that, he said, but in order to do that, that we all have to be trained.
Right.
And, you know, the training that we have, there's six different phases of the training. So on Thursday night, we've been having a training at Mosque number 12, 2508 North Broad Street, and this begins at 7 p.m. But we've been dealing with the training on conflict resolution and how to, you know, how to solve conflict.
Yeah.
And you know, between two people. So it's the technique in doing that, you know, but you have to be trained to do that. Then we've been dealing with crisis intervention.
Yeah.
So when things happen, you know, crisis happens, you know, that, you know, that's, crisis is like all of a sudden, everything is at a disarray. And how we go in and handle that. Also, we are, we learn about love thyself, you know, very important, very key to, for us, helping our people and knowing where our people are at.
Yeah.
So it's the hate of self that is causing all of this killing and whatnot, violence out here in the street. We deal with that. Then we deal with the CPR, learning how, because if we out there trying to help our people and we see somebody that got shot with a gun or stabbed, you know, we want to know how to help them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that, and then we have a little, then the next training that we have is a little lightweight martial arts thing, you know, how to put somebody in a hold or how to get out of something. It's not nothing real extensive, but you have to know some type of training.
Yeah. Well, that's good, man. I'm glad. Listen, so and it's going to be happening at Mosque number 12 this Thursday. Brother
yes,
Leroy?
Yes, sir. This Thursday.
So we're going to have a host of folks that are, you know, there's a plethora of things that's going to be happening in the city. And I'm glad that you're going to be a part of that, Brother Muhammad. Good friend of mine, good Anthony. We grew up together. Mm-hmm. So we're going to, you stay with us. We're going to go to another caller. We got a, on line three, we got Captain Dennis Muhammad. Captain?
Man, listen, my brother, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How you been?
Fine. I didn't know you had the great Captain Anthony. You didn't hear no for me.
We're trying to get everybody on board.
I know, dear brother, but one thing about in the nation, when one speaks, he speaks for us all.
Yes, yes.
Ain't too much I could lend to what our great captain said, other than the fact that we're very excited about the training that they are receiving. We just chose the first beginning of the training, of course, if they told you, took place at Brother Imam Nordine's mosque here. And we tried to move the training in different venues. And we chose mosque number 12 because Minister Rodney had offered the mosque number 12 to hold the training. This is not a mosque meeting. This is a community training session where many people of the community who want to be a part of the 10,000 Fearless, they chose to come, and we have a wonderful time implementing this great training that will qualify our people to go out there and save our people. We believe, dear brothers,
yeah,
it's hard to try to save a man that's drowning if you don't know how to swim.
Yeah.
So our philosophy is make sure everybody knows how to swim. And no matter how sincere you are to save our people, it's something about when somebody's drowning, you just want to jump in there. And if you don't know how to swim, now we got to save two people.
That's right.
So yes, sir.
We try to make sure that our training qualify each and every one of us. That God forbid, dear brother, that if we run across any circumstance that would warrant some professional training, we want to make sure that we could be able to give the best of ourselves to save our people. And I'm excited. I've been in town for going on a year and a couple of weeks. I mean, not a year, but it seems like it. I've been gone a month and a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Philadelphia, y'all have shown Brother Captain Dennis mad love. And I got mad love for Philly. Yeah. I believe, and I'm sure many people always say this when they bring an initiative, I'm not bringing nothing that the great men like Brother Stanley and others and Brother Bilal that's already doing. We're not bringing a new. Every one of these great men who are out there putting their lives, their time, and their energy on the line to try to bring some sense of civility to our community are commendable men. We call these men boots on the ground. We say men like Brother Stanley Crawford, they not only got 10 in the game, but he's 10 toes in. And we want to make sure that we're not in no opposition bringing anything new. All we come to do, and let me share with Mr. Muhammad Toda, he said it's two mathematics. He said the black man mathematics is addition and multiplication. And white folks' mathematics is division and subtraction.
Mm-hmm.
So we come to add to and multiply the great work that's already being done.
Yes,
I want to make that perfectly clear. And I thank each and one of these great men and women who have put their lives on the line to do this. And we want to make sure that we together as a family, we're about to do what the Honorable Minister Farrakhan has asked us to do. I'm so honored, Brother Minister Rodney, Brother Captain Anthony, and the wonderful fruit of Islam and Mosque number 12 have shown me and the brother that's with me mad love. And I'm hoping that we will be able to give the city of Philadelphia an army of disciplined men and women who are not afraid to go into the community and make that community safe. Thank you for giving me this great honor. So good to hear your voice, Big Cap. I'm glad to see you back in town. I'm in Boston, Massachusetts, even as we speak. Tomorrow is the graduation of the 10,000 Fearless Peacemakers who've gone through the same training that we sent to Philadelphia with. They're graduating 150 strong.
That's
and
great.
By the first That's good. Year, they'd be willing to stop patrolling the street as well. So the work never stops. The work never stops. So thank you, brother, for giving me Is Stan still on the line?
Yeah, it's
yes,
like
sir. Yes, sir. I was just listening to you, Brother Captain. Yes, sir.
My man's with you. Brother Stanley called me, Brother Captain, after this morning. And I said, wait a minute, Brother Stanley, let me take this rope from around my neck and get off this chair.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Sure you did.
Yeah, I said, I want to test the God's faith to see when he sent me a safety. And then Stan called, I said, God loves Captain Dennis. He sent me Stan.
Yeah.
Anyway, brother.
That's funny.
Thank you so much. Stan, keep doing the great work, man. You and the brothers and all of y'all. And I'm hoping to be back in the city, God willing. And please come and be with us Tuesday. We're bringing a brother in all the way from Detroit, Michigan, whose father was the first black man who first started the first black ambulance corps, the Bed-Stuy Volunteer Ambulance Corps out of Brooklyn. His son's coming in. He's going to give us his CPR and first aid training Thursday. We're bringing him in. And also the black police, the black deputy chief of the firefighters, a brother, he's going to be with us Thursday too to give us Narcan training. So we're going to have a nice cadre of those who want to learn how to be able to save our people, and God forbid that we need to give them the training. So we welcome everybody Thursday at 7 o'clock. Come and get this training, because you never know, Thanksgiving, somebody may choke on a turkey bone. You want to be able to know how to.
Yeah.
You know? So come on and be with your family. And we're looking forward to seeing y'all, God willing, this Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Thank you, Brother Dennis. And Anthony, man, we love you guys. And I'm chimed in. I'm in. Okay, so we're going to swing back over here to Brother Leroy and Brother Stanley. So, you know, I hear that see, folks are galvanizing. They're getting together.
Yeah, this is a powerful week in the city of Philadelphia around violence. And I take my hat off to Brother Solomon Jones with what's going to take place at Community College on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have this great works from Captain Dennis and the members of the Mosque number 12 on Thursday. And then on Saturday, mm-hmm. we have a great, what we call a community rally and community walkthrough. We don't call it a march.
Right.
Because we're not marching. We're actually engaging as we walking. And we have multiple black male organizations this would be our ninth one. This is the ninth one in different neighborhoods throughout the city of Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And this we choose Frankfort area, where the young brother got shot, the 10-year-old got shot in the head.
Yeah.
That's still in some type of coma as we speak. And we're going to go right where the house where he live at Tarsdale and Margaret Street is our beginning at 4 o'clock this Saturday, November the 23rd. And we're calling on black men in particular to come and let's walk through the community, engage the community, and show the community the different communities. The goal is to show them that black men do care, that we are back, and we're going to do the work that black men should do. So when we moving throughout the community, it's also a rally. We rally in black males, black male organizations to start to coming together so we can do activities together beyond this. But this is the beginning point.
Absolutely.
And like I say, this is our ninth one. We did the lower portion of Germantown last week. And wait till we put this up on our social media. A sister came out, was on her way to church, seen us walking through the community. She says she was compelled to come join and start doing the cadings with us. We get to Happy Hollow Playground. None of us knew that we would stop at the spot where her son took his last breath at. Mm. And she got on the mic and she talked to us men in the community, and you couldn't make it up, Rick.
Yeah.
But this is the type of stuff that we do when we walk in. Then we had an 8-year-old that led our walk in South Philadelphia, Point Breeze, Federal Street. He was 8 years old. The cadings that came out of that 8-year-old mouth could not have been coming from him. It was coming through him.
Yeah.
But this is the type of stuff that occurs when we walking through the community.
Yeah.
We had women come out and on the porch clapping and cheering vigorously. You know what I mean? So this is the stuff. But they're glad to see black men in the community doing what we're doing. Of course, there's no instant solution, but we end the process with potential of gathering men that can work together with the mind that we bring to the table, and we will come up with solutions by working together.
Wow. So that's what it's all about, man. And these is why, you know, and Brother Leroy, you guys that's been out here, and Captain Dennis and my good friend Anthony, there are some guys that are listening. Women, if you got men in your house, sons in your house, have them come join us Monday. Come join us Tuesday. Come join us Thursday. Come join us Saturday down there at Frankfurt Avenue, right?
Tarsdale and Margaret.
Margaret, yeah. So and I'm signing up, and I got to get permission from the boss lady because, you know, I'm still trying to recover. And folks know I've been on the front line of all the stuff from working with Men United, Bilal, and Malik, and all those guys. So that's in me, because I believe that if I was a part of a problem, I'd need to really be a part of a solution. Yes. and help some other brothers understand. My organization, the Brothers of Stirring Mansion, the six of us, we're working diligently, and we're going to be there Monday at Community College, and Thursday down at Miles 12, and Saturday at Frankfurt Avenue. That's what
Friday. Saturday.
I want to make sure, because we're going to get people right. Tell us, for people who want to join the Black Male Community Council, a website, phone numbers.
Well, our website is www.bmccp, which is BMCC Philly, right. PHILLY. That's our website.com. And the phone number you can reach me or the membership is 215-275-4015. And if Leroy don't mind giving his, we'll give you another one.
That's 215-407-4072, Brother Leroy Muhammad.
Give that number out again, Leroy, because I didn't.
215-407-4072, Leroy Muhammad.
Yeah, okay. So, for those that are viewing and listening, this is what it's really all about. You know, I get excited and energetic about what's happening in our streets, with our families, with our kids. And I know that we all know, over the last 6 or 7 months, there's been a multitude of gun shootings in kids. We really got, and guess what? I'm challenging people. You don't want to wait till it hits at your house. You know, don't be reactive. That's now start again to be proactive and unify and join organizations and make this thing happen. So, Brother Leroy, before we go, anybody you want to thank before we leave the airwaves?
Yes, I want to thank the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan first and foremost, because as you were saying, your closing there, one of the things that he asked us at the Million Man March was for us to go and to
Use this mic right here. A little
bit. Yes, sir. He asked us to go when we returned from the Million Man March in Washington, D.C. in 95, for us to return into our communities and join an organization. Mm-hmm. If those organizations did not exist, to formulate organizations that would be there for the upliftment of our communities. So I always start with thanking him, because if it had not been for him starting that initiative, the 10,000 Fearless particularly would not have existed in Philadelphia. I have the distinction of being not only a member of the Nation of Islam, I'm a member of the 10,000 Fearless. I'm also a member of the Black Male Community Council of Philadelphia, which is another thing that is important that we see as being very important, is that we are developing a united front.
Yeah.
It's not just one organization. And it doesn't have a theological or religious base. You know, we have in each one of these organizations, there's a multitude of different people.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful that to be a part of something like this and seeing, you know, frontline change.
Yeah. So, you know, and that's what, again, man, I sometimes a 1 hour show just isn't enough.
You're right, brother.
You know, it's like, you know, I usually title my show Living Room Conversation. And what is more than that, it has to be an ongoing dialogue and discussion about developing strategic, like you said, solutions and organizing and strategizing what's next. Brother Stanley, I'm going to give it to you for our final words. We cut up out of here tonight.
Yeah, well, one thing that we like to say to ourselves is we are trusted servants of the community, which means that there's no big odds and little U's. Everybody get in where they fit in, and everybody brings something to the table, no matter how big or how small it may be. A lot of times we have to realize we bring energy. Rick bring an energy. When I see Rick, it's an energy that's exchanged that the words, you can't put in words. I see Brother Leroy, there's an energy that's exchanged. So when we bring in, doing all these multiple things to help our people, I always try to keep in my mind and share with those who is in my presence, me, Stanley Crawford, our organization is not the main thing. It's the people that we say we want to help.
Yeah.
And once we start seeing that change in the people we say we want to help, then we know we're achieving our goals. No matter what, no matter what you have, come to the table, especially black men. Don't think that you don't have anything that could be used, and don't think that your time, if it's an hour here, if it's 15 minutes, a half an hour, if it's a walk on a Saturday with the black male walking through the community, come in and get in, just do something. We had a person call us one time and sent a text, and his text was a little derogatory, and I just text him back, and I say to him, I don't know who you are, but sitting on your couch doing nothing is BS. So no matter what, if you sitting back and you ain't doing nothing, then you BSing. So we asking those black men who really care about the condition of the black community, especially the violence and mayhem, come on out, be a part, take some time, and it's a manpower driven structure that we are working under. You don't have to bring money, you don't have to bring nothing but your manpower. And time and energy is the most valuable thing we have as a people. Used properly, we can come up with the practical and applicable solutions for our people.
Yeah.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You know, it's funny, man. And then, when Brother Kofi, how's Brother Kofi? We doing all right?
He's doing good. Yeah.
And the rest of the brothers.
Today is birthday, too.
Happy birthday. We're going to give Kofi a hand.
Yes, it's his birthday.
And Kofi, when I see you, I'm asking for $20. And Kofi is a good friend. I love Kofi. And the rest of the Black Male Community Council, the brothers that are a part of that. Listen, man, and you're right, Stanley. There's a certain synergy and energy that happens when we see each other.
You're right.
Because we know, and it's clear, you said it. It's no big eyes and little U's. This ain't. And I want to kind of step away from that for a minute where people can understand. There are so many people chasing funding and leaderships and titles and how people are dying. As we talk now, somebody's making a bad decision out there.
Yes.
So we got to, you know, thank God for Salomon and all the other folks, Brother Captain Dennis and Brother Anthony and all these other organizations that are going to be coming together so we can have some dialogue and feel good, because I don't want to go home every night and look at the 11 o'clock news and there's another shooting. And, you know, I was tired of T-shirts and candles and teddy bears and all that stuff. I'm sick of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my final words, and I'm going to stick to it. So, hey, you know, we want to thank Dave, our producer, Brother Leroy, and Stanley Crawford here from the Black Belt Community Council, all our callers, Solomon Jones, Brother Captain Dennis, and Anthony for chiming in, and those who are viewing and listening on Facebook, online. Yes, our Bell's palsy is getting a little bit better, but I'll be okay then. To my First Lady, Sheila Ford, good God Almighty, my wonderful wife who was honored again last night. I want to thank her for her commitment, her leadership, but being by me and supporting me, even when I'm falling down,
that's
Stanley.
Good.
You know, and I listen closely. My wife said some things to me this morning, and I got to pay more attention to those who are with me.
Mm.
You know, so I know she's probably going and listening or just getting out of class. I'm on my way home, honey. I put the trash out. I went to the market. I took care of the other things, honey. I'm doing my part.
Honey, do list.
Yeah, and to the, again, to the folks over there at the Dell Music Center, Bill Ingram, we love you for what you're doing. And our president of the family of the Dell, Ron, I'm going to be calling you. And for those that are viewing and listening, man, stay tuned until next week, Monday night. I'll see you guys at Community College. Lloyd, we at Lloyd? So, Lloyd tonight? Oh, okay. Oh, wow. So those, I usually bring Lloyd on here, says, and you know, Lloyd does the whole plethora of music with all the foreign countries, Jamaica, yeah. Barbados, Antigua. He goes all over.
He does.
You know, so we're going to be going there tonight. Until next week, peace, and we out of here.
Customers, how would you like to save energy and money and get $75 for that old working fridge or freezer in your garage or basement? Well, Pico makes it easy for you. They'll come to your home, pick it up, dispose of it responsibly, and give you $75. That's right, $75. Just schedule your pickup at pico.com/recycling or call 1-888-5-PICO-SAVE today. That's pico.com/recycling or call 1-888-5-PICO-SAVE.
Listen up, Word family. This month, we have a really exciting membership offer. If you start or renew your 4Word membership during the month of November, you will get a free copy of the new Harriet Tubman book, She Came to Slay, The Life and Times of Harriet Tubman. We featured the author, noted historian and scholar, Dr. Erica Armstrong Dunbar, on our Struggle in Progress panel earlier this month. This is a unique opportunity to support independent Black media and learn about the life and times of one of our greatest leaders. Join the Forward Movement today and get your free copy of She Came to Slay, The Life and Times of Harriet Tubman. For more information, go to wordradio.com or call 215-425-7875.
In Philly, children as young as two are being lost to gun violence. Man Up PHL is bringing brothers together to stop the shooting. So join me, Solomon Jones, and brothers from all over the city, November 18th, 6 p.m. at Community College of Philadelphia's Winnett Student Life Building, 520 North 17th Street for Man Up PHL. For more information, go to wordradio.com. Man Up PHL, it's time to stop the shooting.
Special Olympics Pennsylvania is turning 50. Help them celebrate 50 years of inclusion by jumping into icy cold waters. Take the polar bear plunge at Drexel University's Recreation Center on Friday, December 6th to make a difference in the lives of more than 20,000 Special Olympics athletes. Your pledges will go directly towards supporting year-round sports training and competition in your community. Join everybody who's freezing for a reason and visit plungepa.org today to register or donate.
Lifting every voice
till earth and heaven ring.
This is Word Radio, 96.1 FM and 900 AM WURD Philadelphia.
Black Talk Media.
.org, because understanding is everything.
Brought to you by Understood.org and the Ad Council.
The only place to hear City Council live.
This is Word Radio.
900 AM WURD and 96.1 FM WURD Philadelphia. Independent Black media.
Coming to Philly Syndication Network by way of Cedar Valley, Jamaica, London, England, Canada, New York City, and finally Philadelphia. Lloyd Cummings is the real thing. A true, conscious, positive professional. Broadcasting to the Caribbean community all over the world for over 30 years. Caribbean Rhythms, his program of soca, reggae, and calypso music, punctuated with news and events from and to the Caribbean community worldwide, has gained him a worldwide following.
Welcome to Jamaica!
Well, it's so nice to have you in the studios with us this morning.
Tenastilin, Ixiabir Imasgan. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, my strength and my redeemer.
Praises to thy sanctuary.
I'm telling you,